Off the Ball, GAA.
It's good to make history for the club, and as you see, like, SARS, it means everything to us. After losing county final, to get to a Munster final and represent ourselves and our community, it means everything to
us. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Paul O'Connell and James Ryan speak ahead of Saturday's test with the Wallabies. A head coach appointment is imminent at Munster and Ulster's Augustus Coo. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Tadhg Furlong, Jamie Osborne and Jacob Stockdale have been ruled out of Ireland's test with the Wallabies on Saturday. Furlong has failed to get any international minutes this month due to persistent hamstring injury. Having started in last week's win over Fiji, Osborne is out of this week's preparations with a groin injury, while Stockdale injured his hamstring in last week's outing. Ryan Baird had already returned to Leinster as he observes the return to play protocols, and he's been joined at the province this week by Jack Boyle. Dave Heffernan has also returned to Connacht with Alex Kendallin back at Munster. Forwards coach Paul O'Connell believes Osborne is a huge loss this week.
Yeah, he's a big loss. He's very versatile as well on the bench, obviously. You know, he covers so many different positions, and he's growing all the time and getting better all the time. So it's a shame he's out. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, and hopefully he's back to us soon.
James Ryan was also in front of the media today, and despite a comfortable win over Fiji, the lock believes Ireland have underperformed so far this month.
I'd say it's been not as good as we would like. Obviously we've got high standards, and look, we probably had a poor start against New Zealand, and then we probably had a good half against Argentina, and then last week was probably our most complete performance yet, and still a lot to improve on. So you know, the big one for us is just putting together an 80-minute performance this week that you know, that we can be proud of and that our supporters can get behind.
Saturday's test will see O'Connell and others reunited with their former Ireland head coach Joe Schmidt. Aisling asked the former second rower if Schmidt's coaching methods influenced his own.
Yeah, I would say so. I think, look, you know, as I said, he's a teacher, and he probably uses a lot of teaching principles in his coaching. You know, he'd always have a pretty clear plan, and he'd have a pretty clear way of delivering the plan, and he'd have very clear language about the plan. That's probably the biggest thing I learned from him, was just the language he used all the time was very repetitive is the wrong word, but you know, you weren't hearing the same thing different ways. You were very clear on what was expected of you, you know, as a team, but also in your position. I think he kept things simple as well, and you know, he'd always be trying to copy that. He doesn't let people do things wrong as well. As you know, you very often hear about players, you know, getting a balling during a walkthrough or whatever it is, because he'd be just as high in his standards if you were doing a walkthrough as if you were in the field. So I think a lot of Irish coaches have probably tried to take some bits and pieces of those into their coaching, and I probably have as well.
One area Ryan believes the Wallabies will be strong on Saturday is in attack.
Look, I'd say in terms of their attack, it's a big one. I think some of their strike plays will be world class, given, you know, the coaches that they have behind them. So I'd say there'll be pictures that we haven't seen before. We just need to be loaded for everything, all sort of all possibilities. You know, even the first couple of games, if you look at the number of line breaks they have, number of tackle busts, you know, they've got some players that are very, very athletic and very good with the ball in hand.
And O'Connell's also given his view of the Australian threat.
You cannot not work hard in a Joe Schmidt team. You know, you'll have a plan, and you'll know inside out how to deliver that plan. And I think, you know, when you have a team of good, talented players, that's half the battle, you know. Being really clear on what your plan is and being really clear on how to deliver that plan. And Joe does that really well. So, you know, you can see with this team, the Australian team, you can see flashes of improvement all the time. Obviously, to go to Twickenham, to score as many points as they did, to play the game the way they did, to to keep coming back the way they did shows, I suppose, where their belief has gotten to and where their resolve has gotten to. And, you know, there'll always be days like Scotland for every team. So so I think for us, it's a big challenge. And, you know, part of the challenge is that we kind of know what they'll bring, because Joe has coached us before as well. We know how clear he can be, and that clarity allows players to play with a lot of intent and a lot of physicality. So so it's a big challenge.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healy. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healy, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
The appointment of a new head coach at Munster would appear to be imminent. One of the main contenders to replace Graham Rowntree had been Mike Prendergast, but the province confirmed today that he has signed a 2-year extension as a tack coach. After a coaching career in France, he helped Munster win the URC title during his first season working with the province. Prendergast's CV had seen him head some betting markets to become the new Munster head coach, and news of his extension followed hot on the heels of one for defence coach Dennis Leamy. He too will stick with Munster for a further 2 years, having also returned to his home province in 2022. Since joining from Leinster, Leamy has overseen the tightest defence in the URC in each of the past 2 seasons. Meanwhile, Munster say Jean Clain requires a scan on a neck injury. That issue saw him ruled out of the Springboks win over Wales on Sunday, having originally been named to start in Cardiff. Dermot Kilgallen's injury hit start to life at Munster continues. The ex-Connacht wing only made a first appearance for the province in their recent game with an All Blacks 15, having seen his start delayed by a hamstring injury, and Kilgallen has now undergone surgery on a wrist injury. Prop Jeremy Lockman is sidelined following hip surgery. A leg injury rules Sean O'Brien out of Saturday's visit of the Emirates Lions to Thomond Park in the URC, but Shane Daly, Thakir Abrahams and Liam Coombs returned to training following respective injuries. Alex Nankivell has recovered from a hip problem and is in contention to play at the weekend. Ollie Yeager, though, won't make it this week, but he is stepping up his workload following a neck injury of his own. Ulster have made a statement signing for next season.
Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Augustus.
This morning saw them confirm the capture of Northampton's powerful South African number 8, Juano Augustus. He'll turn 27 early next month and has signed a 3-year deal with Ulster, will join in the summer. Augustus is now in his 4th season with the Saints, having joined them from the DHL Stormers in 2021. Northampton say they're disappointed that Augustus will be leaving, having already lost Courtney Laws to Breve in the summer, while Lewis Ludlam joins Toulon. On the injury front, Ulster will be without Zach Ward and likely Ben Moxham for Friday's clash with Leinster. Ward is observing the return to play protocols, having taken a knock to the head in Ulster A's defeat to Connacht Eagles last week. Moxham sustained a hamstring injury in that game and will be monitored by the Ulster medical staff this week. Stuart Moore and Tom Stewart, though, are both in contention, having shaken off respective collarbone and ankle injuries. Finally, Wales international Liam Williams has joined Saracens for a second spell. The British and Irish line, who can play at fullback or on the wing, won the European Champions Cup and the Premiership double with Saracens in 2019. He signed a deal until the end of the season after some playing time in Japan. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.